Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is Matthew's account of the birth of our Lord Jesus as recorded in the first chapter of St. Matthew, verses 18 through 25. And as Matthew writes for us, and as the theme of this sermon is, God is with us. Please be seated. Dearest ones of Christ Jesus, you've just heard with our children that God is with us. In the hustle and bustle of our lives today, it's very easy for us to lose sight of this. And actually, that's exactly what the evil one wants. He wants us to forget about Jesus, about God being with us. It's actually taught in many places that God has ascended into heaven. Jesus is in heaven. He can't be here. But Scripture tells us just the opposite. He is with you now. He is with you now as you hear the preached word. When you come to the altar to partake of His body and blood, He is present. He is present to serve you. He is with you. In the sacrament of holy baptism, the Trinity is present. He is with you. Jesus Himself has already told you, dear ones, that He will not leave you as an orphan. He will come to you. Exactly what He does each time you come to church. Exactly what He does each time you open your Bible and read it and believe it. And each time you do your family devotions together. He has promised that He is with you. Where two or more are gathered in My name, there I will be in the midst of them. In other words, dear ones, God keeps His promises. Even in the hustle and bustle of this life, we know that it's hard for us to always remember. But during this Christmas season, it's very important for us to always recall that Jesus came to be born of a virgin and that His name, His descriptive name, not His given name, but His descriptive name is Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us in your humanity. For Jesus was born of a virgin, born a flesh and blood baby, just like, ladies, the babies that you have had, or the baby that you will have, a flesh and blood baby. Jesus was human in every respect, and His promise was that He would be with us. He never once, no, not once, did He forsake His children of old. God certainly did not forsake Adam and Eve, who deserved His total rejection, by the way. Let alone His coming, the promise of a Savior was made there in the presence of Adam and Eve. And we just discussed that in our Bible class this morning. When God made the promise of the plan of salvation, that Emmanuel would come, God was not speaking to man. God was speaking to the devil. And He told the devil, because you have done this, I will send Emmanuel. God will be with My people. I will be with My people. And He will crush your head, yet you will strike His heel. You will bruise His heel. Exactly what happened. God keeps His promises to you, dear ones. He promised that He would be with Joseph and Mary, as we hear in our text today. Just imagine, and I hate that word imagine, for in the church we should never imagine anything because we have the Scripture to tell us the truth. But to be hypothetical, if Adam and Eve, if all the patriarchs, if Joseph and Mary had not believed the promise that God would be present, yes, they were in strange circumstances, were Joseph and Mary. It certainly seemed like to Joseph that Mary had destroyed not only his life, but Mary had destroyed her life. She was found to be with a child. They were betrothed. They were legally married, although under the Jewish betrothal system, they lived as husband and wife, but they were separate from each other. There is none of this cohabitation stuff back then. The woman stayed with the family, with her family. The man's responsibility was was to prepare a home for his new wife. They were legally married, but they were to be separated for about 1 year. And then, as Jesus tells us in the parable of the 10 virgins, the bridegroom would come. He would come with great fanfare, and he would come to claim his wife. They would live together as husband and wife together, and there would be a great wedding feast. For Mary and Joseph, as far as we know, this never occurred, because Joseph found that Mary was with child. Can you imagine the shame? Can you imagine the ridicule? Joseph was troubled over this news, as Scripture tells us this morning. The Greek word actually means that he was wrestling in his mind what to do. He was so disappointed. He was so let down. He was so, so sad. This woman that he loved was found to be with child. And it was during their betrothal. She had not only committed a great sin against God, she had committed a great sin against her husband. And Joseph was at odds with his mind. What to do? He certainly could have had her stoned. It was legal. Yes, dear ones, for a man and woman to live together outside of marriage, well, under the old system, they would have been stoned. Rather harsh. But God demanded purity of his people. Now, under the Roman system, since the Jews did not have the authority to carry out capital punishment, Mary would have been sent away and Joseph would have been seen as an unworthy man. But they believed. Joseph believed when the angel came to him that he was to take Mary to be his wife and that he was to take her into his home. And they were to believe the promise. They were to believe the promise that this one would be Emmanuel. God was with them. And dear ones, the message that you're hearing today is no matter what troubles you're having in your life, it doesn't matter the problems that you're having, we must always remember Emmanuel, God is with you. The promise of Jesus, who saves, is for all time. And therefore, you and your children and your children's children have this blessed promise that one day Jesus will return, that he carried out his work here on the cross, that he did and he fulfilled the prophecy that was spoken of him there in Bethlehem, that he did rise on the third day, that he did ascend into heaven, and that final promise, that final promise is that you will be with him forever and ever. And not just with him, dear ones, we will be in his presence, his physical presence forever and ever. As Scripture tells us, we will see him face to face. Just as Peter and John and James and Mary and Joseph saw him face to face. They beheld their king. And the day is coming when you will be, that you will behold your king, for he is with you, and you will be with him forever and ever. Even though God is with us, we still build those barriers, don't we? We still build those barriers against God's promise, with his promise that he is with us. And those barriers, well, they have a very simple term. S-I-N, sin. Nothing but sin. People want to say, oh, it's your shortcomings, or, yeah, you're having all these issues in life. No, they want to give you this fuzzy, warm feeling that it's not really your sin, but, dear ones, it's your sin. And when we build those barriers against God, just as Ahaz did, we see the result. You see, Ahaz had built a barrier, as Hayden read this morning from us from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7. Ahaz did not rely. He did not trust in God. He placed his trust in other men, in another human army. Even though God himself speaking through his prophet Isaiah, the very God who spoke to Moses there in the burning bush, The very God who would be born of a virgin. The very God who would die on a cross and rise after 3 days. The Lord God Almighty promised Judah that he would protect her. He wanted to make a promise to Ahaz that he would protect him. Ahaz refused. He rejected. He rejected a sign from Yahweh, the creator of the universe. Ahaz, a miserly human king, refused a promise from the great king of the universe. And Ahaz is no different than you or me. So Yahweh gave him a sign, a promise of a virgin. No, not a virgin, but the virgin would give birth to a son. And this promise was a sign of judgment upon Ahaz, for since Ahaz did not trust the Lord, Judah fell, and Ahaz died. Ahaz probably died in his sin. Judah and Ahaz died, if you will, taken into captivity because of unbelief. This same sign is also for you, dear one, that the son would be born of a virgin and that his name would be Jesus. This is the same sign that you have today. And if you reject the sign, if you reject the promise of the Messiah, Jesus himself has already told you that on the great last day, he will reject you. You see, there is always a consequence of sin, of those sins which we refuse to confess and to be forgiven of. The same sign of judgment is also a promise of salvation for you, though. For all of you who believe that Jesus is with you, that he is the great Emmanuel, God is with you. And he is born. He is born in a miraculous way in Bethlehem. He will be born of a virgin Mary. Not just a virgin, though, but the virgin. The virgin who would be of the line and house of David. She, being a devout Jewish young lady, she also believed in the promise of Yahweh. Just as Mary proclaimed, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble estate of his servant." Those are words of promise and words of belief from Mary, that God will keep his promise through her, that God would keep the promise through the son that she's about to give birth to, that he is Emmanuel. Yes, many today build barriers against God. They say things like this: "Why, it's totally impossible for a virgin to become pregnant." If you think like a man, that's true. If you think like a man, it's true. A virgin cannot become pregnant. But such a barrier, such a statement is outright sin. It's like saying, "I know more than God. God could not have possibly done this. It's just a fable, since no baby could be born of a virgin." And that's the things that Hayden has heard, and that this pastor has heard, and many theologians even proclaim. They believe that the virgin birth just isn't possible. They aren't thinking as God would have them to think. They are thinking as the devil would have them to think. They say the Immaculate Conception. What? Immaculate Conception? Oh, give me a break. Dear ones, though you and I cannot fathom the deep mystery of the virgin birth, it is true. God's word is 100% true. And his word is this: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." For nothing is impossible with God. Thanks be to God. So, dear ones, God is with you, for he is your salvation. Jesus came to save you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Therefore, Jesus still insists on being in your life today. Jesus still insists being in your life, leading and guiding you, and forgiving you of all of your sins. We know that he is with you. We know that he is always with you. In his preached word, as you have heard, and dear ones, do you realize, each time you come here, yes, you are hearing the words of a man, but the words that you're truly hearing, take, eat, take, drink, this is my body, this is my blood, for the remission of all of your sins, those are the words of Jesus. The very words that he spoke, he still speaks to you today, for he is Emmanuel, God with you. God is with you with his salvation. And dear ones, may this be a daily reality for each and every one of you. When you rise in the morning, you can make the sign of the cross in remembrance of your baptism. He is with you. Each time you come to church, you hear the preached word. He is with you. Each time you come to the altar and hear, eat, drink, he is with you. Each time you pray, believe that he is with you and that he hears you. After all, the psalmist tells us, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Emmanuel, he is with you. The life, in life or in death, dear ones, you are the Lord's. You belong to him. And you are his forever and ever. For he is the great Emmanuel. He is the one who is with you. Therefore, we, his children, can say the very same words of Mary. And in those words, we are proclaiming that he is Emmanuel. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices within me. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he is mindful of the humble estate of his servant. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to Jesus that he is our Emmanuel. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.